Lecture 16, Paths to Revolution, Lenin and Martov.
In the year 1903, took place in Russia what might seem like a really minor, in fact, quite trivial event, but which turned out to have important, even one might say world-shaking historical significance. The Russian Social Democratic Party, which sought to unite all Marxists and was basically wiped out after its first Congress anyway, now was able to hold a second Congress. And this meeting actually couldn't take place in Russia at all, though it involved Russians. It had to take place in Western Europe to avoid the sort of arrests that decimated the party after the first Congress. But even in Europe, they found they had problems. The meeting first started in Brussels, ran into problems with the police, who were warned by the Russian government not to allow these radicals to organize, and then it went off and moved to London, where it finally finished its work. Well, lots of different groups and factions had come together to reestablish the party at its second Congress, and they argued vehemently over all sorts of important issues, not least of which was the question of what their relationship would be to terrorism, still so popular in Russia at the time. They decided terrorism to a Marxist was unacceptable, not because it was immoral, but because it was simply counterproductive. But the issue that actually most divided them, and which led to a permanent split in the party, and in which had the most significant long-term repercussions, was over a seemingly minor issue, indeed a quite boring question of membership. Who could be a member of the Socialist Party? Two former comrades from the Petersburg Union of Struggle led each side of the argument. On the one side was a man whose true name was Vladimir Ulyanov, a 33-year-old former law student, now a full-time revolutionary, who went by the name of Lenin. His goal was to limit party membership to people, in his phrase, who personally participated in one of the party organizations. On the other side of the argument was a man named Yuli Cederbaum, a man who was 3 years younger than Lenin, also, though, a full-time revolutionary, who went by the party name of Martov. He preferred a more open definition of the party, of a party member, to anybody, in his phrase, who would render the party regular personal assistance under the guidance of one of its organizations. This may seem like a tiny difference, but essential principles were at stake. And in fact, this lecture will look at these two men and the differences, often quite deep, that divided them, and the consequences, which was nothing less than the emergence of Russian communism. Now, Lenin tried to explain what divided them in a comment he made to the Congress. He said, the trouble with Martov's formula is that it extended party membership, whereas his goal was to narrow party membership. And he made it quite clear why he opposed, even feared, Martov's proposal to extend party membership. In his rather colorful phrases, Lenin was always known as a great speaker. Martov's formula would allow, as Lenin put it, mud and slime to ooze into the party. It would open the party doors, he told the Congress, to waverers and babblers and opportunists. Russia couldn't afford such party leaders when such important tasks lay ahead. And now I think we're getting a little closer to the differences in listening to these words by Lenin. Concretely, in fact, the differences were quite clear. Lenin wanted a party that included only full-time revolutionaries. That's what he meant by narrowing the definition of a party member. An elite, in other words, a vanguard, as he liked to call them, that would follow strict party discipline. Martov had in mind a more open party, a mass party, a democratic party, though to be sure, it would have to have a conspiratorial leadership. Given conditions in Russia, only a secret cell of leaders would not be subject to arrest. But the party as a whole should be much more open. Now, interestingly enough, when this issue was brought to a vote, Lenin lost. However, a little bit later in the debates, he held a slight majority when electing the party leaders, as well as the editorial board of the party's newspaper, Iskra, the Spark, which was printed in Western Europe and distributed in Russia.